Okay, dear Rupal, thank you for so many wonderful teachings. I'm contemplating cessation and would like to hear more about the cessation of the body, death. I have been with a few beings as they have died, one human and a few pets. Is the manner of death important to having a quote-unquote good rebirth? Does being afraid or suffering a great deal affect the next life directly, or is the experience of death just added to one's overall karma? The manner of death, in terms of, it has a direct conditioning in the sense of, if it's a violent death or a really sudden death, then it's dependent on how, if somebody is unprepared or not very present, that can have a negative effect on rebirth. Before anything, you have to sort of say, it's all uncertain, in the sense that because even at death, the nature of the mind is also able to catch up with itself, so that it's able to reflect on itself. So that even at the point of death, it's seen as a as a real opening or possibility, even in the, of course it's well known in the in the Tibetan tradition, the Tibetan Book of the Dead and the Bardos and whatnot, but within the Pali teachings, both the discourses and the commentaries, that point of death is seen as a very important point of establishing mindfulness and possibilities of, entering the stream. It's a really ripe possibility, because it's a ripe possibility for relinquishing, seeing clearly. Everything that is going to say, in terms of, if there's a violent death or a... And that's why it's helpful in terms of looking after somebody who's dying, to really try to make them as comfortable as possible. So that there is an ease of passing, a feeling of trust, a feeling of security with the people that are around them, so that one isn't sort of exacerbating the natural tendency to be fearful, because it is uncertain, one wants to try to help and support people, and also for oneself, as one approaches death, and paying attention to the ways that one can practically approach one's death with, a lot of patience and a lot of humility, because one might have read a lot of Buddhist books and this sort of the hagiographies of these great masters, and conceive of how you're going to die, and because you know that that's the best way to do it, and come in with to one's death with a whole list of objectives that you're going to fulfill at that time, you just make yourself miserable. So that sense of patience and humility. Of course, there you shouldn't wait till you die to bring those in. Yeah.